Today's episode, you might hear a little bit of spice coming off my voice because this is a topic that, well, just gets me a little spicy, gets me a little revved up, because when you have emotion, something that God has given you, I think that sometimes as women, it is displayed often, let's just be honest, from men that we're being too emotional. Now, it's not to say that women don't also say to each other, you're just being emotional. I get this. And this is not a feminist, like, oh, men this and women that. No, we're not talking about that. This is just to address that having emotions doesn't make you emotional. And we're going to dive into this. We're going to separate a few things, because if you've ever been told, well, you're just too emotional, or you really felt shamed for expressing how you feel, which is actually very healthy to say, hey, your behavior made me feel very sad. That is a very healthy way to handle conflict, to work through something that is not okay. But I think that as a society, and when we encounter very emotionally unhealthy, or when our pain starts to speak, we don't know what to do with things like that. And then we're just, that person is shut down. And then we're told we're too emotional, and then we want to shut down. And just kind of this vicious cycle. And I often see this in my coaching sessions with my clients. And this is really where a lot of it has come up for me, of my spice, you know, a little bit. And it's often in the context of marriage, how the woman is trying to express, because that's what we're getting to the point with my clients of just healthy emotional regulation and not shutting down for weeks without expressing how you feel or what's going on in the home, and then later erupting kind of like a volcano and then holding it down again. So I'm working with my clients to be able to have that emotional regulation and to be able to say, it's okay if you're angry about this behavior. This is how we talk through it. This is how we work through conflict and ultimately get closer. But what I've noticed is that as they become emotionally more regulated, that it's often met with, you're too emotional. You need to get your emotions in check. And basically this whole narrative that it's not the other person's problem to make you happy because you have emotions. Now, there's a lot of different contexts for this, so I obviously cannot speak on all of them, but I want you to know that expressing things in a healthy way without always using I statements for the person to be defensive or, you know, berating or anything like that, because that's, we don't want to do that. That's not healthy. But when we're just expressing, I am upset when you say this to me, is a healthy response. And it doesn't make you emotional. So that's what we're going to talk about today. If you are somebody who feels like you have wrestled with these narratives or people speaking this over you, because what happens then is when people speak over you, well, you're too emotional. Well, then you start to see that as a problem instead of a more of like a red blinking light. You start to shut down and go, well, I'm just not going to express anything that I feel. And if you have felt like that, I would love to come alongside you as your mental health coach or trauma-informed coach to help you begin to regulate your emotions. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or to make it easy, wherever you're listening to this episode, go ahead and go to the show notes. You're going to see easy links to click to go ahead and fill out the form to book a free 20-minute consultation with me, where we will come up with a plan to really work through what you're going through so you can feel unstuck and not feel so emotionally dysregulated. Again, go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, where you can learn more about pricing and what I have to offer as a coach to be able to come alongside you and book that free 20-minute consultation. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I don't know how many women necessarily believe this lie to the core, but I think as a society, we've been taught this, especially to men, but that emotions make you weak. And if you show any kinds of emotions, then somebody might judge you, or they might get to see you for the real you. And I think if we look at this from the female perspective, because most men carry that lie of like having emotions make you weak. But if we look at this from a female woman perspective, it's often dismissed or criticized as you're too sensitive. Anybody raise your hand? Too sensitive? Have you ever been told that? But here's the truth. Emotions, they're a gift. Genesis 1:27 tells us that we were created in God's image. God himself has emotions. We see he grieves, Genesis 6:6. He rejoices, Zephaniah 3:17. He loves deeply, John 3:16. If God, who is perfect, experiences emotions, how could our emotions be wrong? We see this through the entire life of Jesus. Walking, healing, patience, mercy, weeping. We see these emotions expressed. He is not emotionless, walking around like a robot. His love is not expressionless, because that is often what comes back, where love is not a feeling. Love's not a feeling. Love is expressed, though. So, yes, there might be, you know, a roof over your head and food on the table. That is one action of displaying protection. But there are multi-levels of God is love. And so the issue isn't the presence of the emotions. It's how we manage them and process them. Because God never designed those emotions to control us or define us, but really to connect us to him, to others, and to ourselves. How can we have a relationship with somebody if we have no emotions? We might as well be robots. And if we're going to go there, to like AI or something. How do we connect with someone on an emotional level? I see this with my coaching clients when we're talking about their relationship with God. How can I have emotional intimacy with God when nobody on this earth growing up expressed emotional intimacy? And so we see how important this is in our relationship. Emotions matter. And I think that as women, we're kind of naturally tuned to our feelings unless we've just shut them off because we've had to do that for survival. And this sensitivity is not a flaw. It can be a strength. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue." Wisdom often comes from being able to discern and process what's happening inside of us and around us. If Proverbs 31:26 says that faithful instruction is on her tongue, and we read other scriptures where there's life and death in the power of the tongue, obviously she is mindful of the way that she speaks, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't have emotions behind that. She speaks with wisdom. That means that all the things going on inside of her, all the knowledge, all the information that she has, she takes it, she discerns it, and then she applies it, and that becomes wisdom. And if we think about Jesus with Lazarus, Jesus wept, John 11:35. He didn't hide his sorrow or his tears. He didn't. Your emotions are part of how God wired you to reflect his heart. Again, how do we connect with people? We crave emotional intimacy if our pain is not in the way, because our pain will then convince us we don't need anybody. People hurt us. It's best to self-preserve. When we're in that mode, yeah, we're not really necessarily receiving emotional intimacy because we've shut it down, when really emotional intimacy is what we crave. It's like this vicious circle. I get it. But if we just even look at the difference a little bit of just the way God created men and women, listen, we're wired differently. And that is by God's intentional design. I often use this analogy with the parents that I coach, right? Moms, dads. I just work with women in coaching, but I often refer to their husband when I'm coaching. But it's this idea that when they look at their children, it's what do your children come to you for? The mom, kind of that nurturing, that caring, that hug. Then they go to their dad for that maybe more logical problem solving, games, wrestling, tackling. It just is these two different sides of nurturing that a man and a woman provide. And that's not the extent of the differences, of course, but women tend to be more emotionally attuned in relational. And this helps us connect with others. It reflects God's compassion and nurturing heart. We see that in Isaiah 66:13. And men, they just often express emotions differently. They are more problem solving. They are more action. And that is reflecting God's role as a strong defender. We can see that in Psalm 18:2. So sometimes if you're talking to a male, he is going to go and try to solve the problem for you. So if a female is expressing to a male about emotions, they are probably going to give you a solution. And most often, the female does not want the solution. They just want somebody to listen. And that's why I help coach my women in prefacing to their husband or their spouse of, hey, I know that you like to problem solve, but in this particular time, I just need to vent. I'm feeling a lot of emotions and I don't need you to give me a solution. That is great because it helps their husband to say, okay, I don't need to solve this for you. You just need me to sit here. So that's just an example of just the way we're created differently. So we have to really emphasize then that having emotions are not bad. It doesn't make us emotional, but we have to make sure we're not ruled by them, because that's emotions versus emotionalism, right? Ephesians 4:26 gives us that clear example. In your anger, do not sin. Anger in itself, it's not wrong. It's just what we do with it. It's how we express it. Men often have one emotion, often, and that's anger. Everything behind that anger can be sadness, frustration, grief. But sometimes the way men like to communicate is just that one anger. Yes, I know that there are men that are empathetic and they can cry and they are in their feelings and they can work through that. But there's a lot that come off as anger and controlling because of the things that are happening inside of them. So anger in itself is not wrong. It's just what we do with it. If we start using words and putting people down and acting upon it for revenge, of course, that makes us more getting into the emotional. My emotions are guiding me. Sadness, it's not sinful, okay? But if we let it lead us into despair without hope in God, it can take us to a dark place. So the goal is not to suppress emotions or let them run wild, but to process them in a healthy way. And this might be a good time for me just to share that if anything that you have related to that I've said today, please book a free 20-minute consultation with me by going to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. You do not have to continue to let your emotions rule you. So two analogies for all my picture people that need the imagery, I want you to think of emotions are like waves in the ocean, and emotionalism is like letting the waves toss you around without a life raft. So emotions, they're natural, or not emotions, but well, emotions are natural, but waves in the ocean, they're natural, right? But if we don't stand in the ocean, the waves are just going to toss us around. If there is nothing anchoring us, again, we're going to be tossed around. So instead of riding the waves or using them to steer, you let them take you wherever they please, right? Because that's where we get into emotionalism. I am what I feel, whatever I'm feeling, it must be true. And you might find yourself just overwhelmed and struggling to stay afloat if those waves are taking you wherever those waves are going, which would be your emotions are going wherever they're going and there's where you are. And so emotions are meant to be felt and understood, but not to control the directions of our life. Another analogy I like to use with my clients is the car analogy, where emotions shouldn't go in the trunk of the car because they can suffocate and they never truly die, but we kind of exile them, but they're still very much impacting the way we show up in life. Now, they also can't go in the front seat or the driver's seat because, well, we know when emotions get in the driver's seat, they just don't take us to good places. But if they're in the back seat, we can still hear them. We can still respond to them, but they're not in control, right? So a few things as we wrap this up. It's good to honor your emotions. Pause. Name the emotion. Stop dismissing it. Identify what is going on inside of you. I want you to bring it to God. I want you to read through the Psalms. They're full of raw, honest emotions. David did not sugarcoat his feelings when he talked to God, especially since a lot of the Psalms he wrote, he was on the run from Saul, whom he did nothing wrong to, which is a whole other topic. So follow his example. Pray honestly. Say that you're overwhelmed. God can handle your honesty. And most importantly, don't judge yourself. We often will have an emotion or feeling, and then we go, I'm bad. I shouldn't have that. Emotions are neutral, and it's our response that matters. So instead of thinking, I shouldn't feel this way, ask, what is this feeling teaching me? What is my body communicating to me? What is it that's the root of this? And that's how I help my clients. We get to the root. We don't just address the fruit or the symptoms. And if you feel like you're in a stage where you can't manage them, I highly recommend working with someone to help you do that. I love to be your coach and come alongside you. Book that free 20-minute consultation. Wherever you're listening, head to the show notes and click that link. But most importantly, friend, again, having emotions doesn't make you too much. And I use that in air quotes. It makes you human. It makes you human. It makes you human, but God gave you emotions as a way to reflect his heart, to deepen your relationship, and to navigate life's challenges. So if you're told you're too emotional, take a step back, evaluate. Were you expressing in a healthy way? How is this other person responding to your pain? And that a lot of that comes with emotional maturity, along with spiritual maturity of being able to discern what is good and true. But your emotions are a tool. They're not a weakness. I pray this episode encouraged you. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, share it with a friend or even just, you know, come share your favorite takeaway with me. But most importantly, don't do this alone. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.